Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. If there's anything we've noticed over the 20 years we have been doing this show, it's the phenomenal growth of resources available now to our state's entrepreneurial community, from mentoring to incubators, even funding. Resources like Startup Weekend, for example, an event that takes place around the country and our state and is coming next to Sumter, South Carolina, May 3rd through 5th. And here to tell us more is Brenda Golden, a regional workforce advisor with the South Carolina Commerce Department in Columbia. Brenda, welcome to the studio.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
First of all, give us an idea of your responsibilities there at Commerce. What does a regional workforce advisor do?
We work around the state to connect business and education to improve our future workforce. And in this case, the project I'm working on has to do with our workforce related to small business.
And I guess entrepreneurs in particular.
Yes, exactly.
So tell us about Startup Weekend.
Startup Weekend offers for aspiring entrepreneurs the chance to come in with just a business idea and turn it into the bones of a business in the course of a weekend.
How did Commerce Department become involved?
Well, I became involved by seeing successful events around the country and thinking that we have an untapped potential in my region, which is Sumter, Clarendon, Kershaw, and Lee, for people who could be entrepreneurs, but they just didn't have the resources available. I attended a Startup Weekend event in another state and became very interested in how it could, in one weekend, provide lots of resources to aspiring entrepreneurs.
And the people that put this on, they're a national organization, Techstars.
They are. It's Techstars Startup Weekend, and it's actually global.
Walk us through what will be happening day by day, May 3rd through 5th.
Okay. The event kicks off with 60-second pitches on Friday night, so any participant can offer a 60-second pitch for their business idea. Then the participants vote on the best ideas, and then the real work starts. They join one of those teams, and they take that idea and develop it with everything from customer research to product design and development to website work to social media, all with the help of local business coaches and mentors who help them along the way and help them to go in the right direction.
And all of that begins Friday?
It begins Friday. And then it culminates in a judging competition Sunday night with a local judging panel and a prize package for the winning business idea of services and products that would help a business to get started.
Could this also be for experienced entrepreneurs as well who have already started a business?
It certainly could. Even experienced entrepreneurs who want to test out a new business idea are welcome to come, and they can even share their insights with people who are not so experienced. It's all about exploring, creating, and learning for the weekend.
In your area of responsibility, the counties that you mentioned, what have been some of the challenges that you see entrepreneurs face?
They face challenges in being able to locate all of the resources that they need to get started and actually start up their business. We don't really have the infrastructure that is in place in some of the more urban areas, so we are trying very hard in our local region to assemble those resources in a way that people can take advantage of them. Such as the Startup Weekend, there's also a great program the Sumter Chamber of Commerce has called the Fuel Program, and then we're looking at adding on some other activities as well.
What is the Fuel Program?
The Fuel Program brings in local attorneys, bankers, accountants, and other professionals to talk with a small group of people who are interested in launching their business and to give them very specific advice that they need to know.
Well, Brenda, give us again the dates and venue for Startup Weekend in Sumter.
Startup Weekend will be May 3rd through the 5th in Sumter at the Advanced Manufacturing Technology Training Center in Sumter.
Brenda, thanks for visiting our studio.
Thank you.
Brenda Golden is a regional workforce advisor with the South Carolina Commerce Department. We will have a link to the event posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org. www.thefaithfoundation.org, where you can hear this show again, connect with us, and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.